Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Listen, you know I love entertainment. I love the movies. I love TV. And I love talking about movies and TV. Thankfully, so does Jason Nathanson. He's ABC News entertainment correspondent, and he joins us now on WGN. Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking some time today.
How are you?
I am well, thanks. So I want to, before we get into TV, which is my true mistress, and everyone knows that, big news for Disney this weekend, because the success of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, catapulted the studio to rarefied air, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. $7 billion in earnings. The first time a studio has ever hit that number worldwide. In the U.S. here, it had a record year of 2.4, something like that. Don't quote me, but and that's going to go up as we get towards the last weekends of the year. But something like $2.4 billion, which is a record in the U.S., and then another $4-point-something billion overseas. So for a total of $7 billion, that's never been done before. And we'll see if it's done again. I don't know. Everything has to align. You got to have a Captain America Civil War. You got to have a Rogue One. You got to have a, you know, Finding Dory.
Yep.
You got to have a Zootopia. Yep. All those films that propelled it to these new heights.
Well, and people forget that Disney does control Marvel, and they do control Pixar, and they've got their own animated films, and then they've got, you know, Star Wars, which is not going to do horribly when it's released.
Right. The three best deals probably that have been done in the past 15 years or so in the entertainment business when they bought Marvel, when they bought Pixar, and when they bought Lucasfilm. And everybody, especially for Lucasfilm, which they paid, you know, $3 or $4 billion for, everybody's like, well, why do you want that? The Star Wars, the last trilogy, yeah, it did okay. What are you doing? Well, I think they proved everybody wrong with the Star Wars things kind of working out for them.
Who would have thought a mouse was that smart?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's amazing. Amazing.
It's extra brain in the ears. That's what it is.
Ah, see, all right. That's the key then. All right, let's turn to TV, because everybody knows that the movies, you're getting dominated by Rogue One. If you're coming out in the next couple of weeks, there'll be some fine movies, but will any of them have a chance against Rogue One in the next couple of weeks, Jason?
Not in terms of the box office, no, but I mean, this is the time when all the Oscar movies get dumped to the masses. So, I mean, if you're a movie fan, this is a great time. You're going to get to see, you know, everything from Manchester by the Sea to La La Land to all this kind of stuff. A lot of movies, which I think you guys have had now for a couple weeks, but
yeah.
they're all going to hit theaters now as we get to the end of the year, because that's when the Oscar movies have to come out. So, I mean, this is a great time to, you know, if you're not at work, go back, sit back, go to a couple of movies, or binge a couple TV shows, because you got time for that, too.
Well, that's the thing. All right, let's talk a little bit about TV, because I watch a good amount of TV, and I try to bring some new shows in every year. But the buzz on a lot of shows this year, the ones that you hear people saying, oh, these are the ones you have to watch, they're streaming. Is there a tide shift where streaming television is becoming more quality than broadcast television or cable? Or is this just, you know, this season it just happened to be a lot of the streaming shows were better?
Oh, no, it's been happening for a while now. First, it went from broadcast to cable, then to pay cable, and then to streaming, where a lot of the quality shows are. And actually, just out in the last couple of hours, for whatever reason, the network FX seems to be the keeper on not just quality shows, but research on shows. And they put out the info that this year there were 455 scripted shows on television. That's the most ever. 455 scripted shows. That's an 8% increase over last year, which is big. But even more startling, that's a 51% increase over just 5 years ago. And it's 138% increase over 10 years ago. So there's so much, just in the last 10 years, the amount of shows have exploded. Now, when you break that down, it's not broadcast, the big four networks,
sure,
which are putting out shows. It's not even cable or pay cable, which is putting out more shows. They've actually gone down. It's Netflix. It's Hulu. It's Amazon. That's where you've seen a almost doubling of shows in the past 5 years. So,
and why is that?
Well, because they have the money.
Okay.
Netflix, for one, is spending and has spent in the last year $6 billion on content. Billion
wow.
dollars on content, on making new shows. That's where all that money is going towards. And they have that commitment for the next several years to spend that kind of money on content. So they can afford to just, you know, they put out a Stranger Things and everybody loves that. But also, last Friday, they just dropped this show called The OA, which is getting a lot, I mean, a lot of people are talking about it online. It's a very divisive show, but a lot of people think it's very good. But they just put it out there. There was no fanfare. There was no publicity. There was no big talk-up. You didn't see the stars of it on, you know, shows for weeks and months. You never heard of it, and it's just there. And because they have the money, they can do that kind of stuff. They can outspend a lot of these people. And they don't care about, you know, necessarily how many people are watching, because it's not advertiser-based.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because the old model is you had to get viewers. And if they're putting out a show with no hype at all, they must not, that's not the new model. They don't care if there's people watching.
Doesn't matter to them. I mean, they care if people are watching, because that's how they want to, you know, measure whether a show is actually getting people to watch. But it's not about sitting down on a Thursday night and watching it in this half hour,
right,
or even watching it in the first couple of days after it aired. If you watch it in the first year after it comes out on Netflix, they're happy with that. That's a good measurement for them. So, you know, they get these shows, and we don't know. They don't tell us how many people are watching. We don't know. There's third parties out there trying to do these kind of measurements, but nobody really knows how many people. Is it a lot of people watching Fuller House?
Well, I hope not.
But Fuller House is the biggest show on, from what we understand from these third parties.
Right.
Fuller House is not only the biggest show on Netflix, it's one of the biggest shows on television in terms of watchers. Something like 14 million or something people are watching that show, which is a huge number. I mean, you know, most broadcast shows aren't getting that these days.
That's amazing.
So people are not only do they not care if people are watching, people are watching. And they're watching in big numbers.
All right. So with that in mind, let's look at some of the top shows from this year and try to figure out where they're from.
Sure. So I went through a lot of the different lists, because all the lists are coming out.
A
right
million
now.
Lists. Yeah.
Sure. You got millions of lists. So the ones I picked through some of the names that keep popping up over and over and over again.
Okay.
And two of those are O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
The People vs. O.J. Simpson on FX, which was a fantastic series this past year. And O.J. Made in America, that was the 30 for 30 ESPN. Some call it a TV doc. Some say it's a movie, because it was released in theaters as well. 8 hours long. But the fact that we could watch in 2016 a collective 18 hours of O.J. content, and it was all really, really good, is pretty amazing. Shocked a lot of people.
And then it also changed some people's opinions about how, especially the FX series, how the trial was run and everything else. This, after this much time has passed, you're right, it's a credit to the writing and the performances.
Absolutely. And more, like you said, an understanding. Maybe people's minds weren't changed on whether he was guilty or not, but they understood a little more about how the trial went the way it did, when a lot of people thought, well, he's guilty, so he's going to be convicted, and why that didn't happen. Or if you were on the other side, you thought, well, he's innocent, and you can understand why the other side. Also, the O.J. Made in America documentary, which I thought did a great job of explaining to a lot of people these days who might not know just who O.J. Simpson was and why he was so famous and why it was such a big deal, you know, his fame, and then the murders happened, and why that had such a big impact and why we cared so much. Yeah. I thought did a great job on that.
All right, so a lot of O.J. What other shows were tops?
Stranger Things, of course, was one of the top pop culture moments of the year. That was the Netflix series. Mm-hmm. A great little throwback 80s mystery, demons and fantasy and stuff like that. It was funny. It had heart. Reminded a lot of people of E.T. and some of that early Spielberg stuff. That was definitely something that captured a lot of people. And then number one on a lot of people's lists is a comedy that not many people are watching, but it's fantastic on FX. It's called Atlanta, starring Donald Glover, written and created by him. You might know him as the rapper Childish Gambino. Right. You might know him from the show Community on NBC back when it was on NBC. It's a slice of life in Atlanta. And it's something that we haven't really seen on TV before. And just the creative way he comes up with things, the spoof hour that they did on BET and BET commercials. I mean, each week you didn't know what to expect from the show. And he has a singular voice that we haven't seen on TV in a long time.
I will have to check it out. Jason, thanks for all the good tips, and we will talk again. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the holidays.
Very welcome. You too.